Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Fulfilling Our Purpose. I think that you would agree with me that when something is used for the purpose for which it was made, things turn out best. For example, a saw is made for sawing, and a screwdriver is made for driving in or loosening a screw. When used for the correct purpose, things turn out right. When used for the wrong purpose, things turn out poorly. When we as humans live our life for the purpose God intended, we can make a difference in the world and we can fulfill our life's destiny. When is a saw most a saw? When it's sawing, of course. Specific saws are made to cut through specific materials. There are many unique kinds of saws. There are rip saws, cross-cut saws, saber saws, keyhole saws, chain saws, circular saws, band saws, table saws, reciprocating saws, hack saws, two-man saws, and many more. Each type of saw works best when it's being used for the purpose for which it was made. The same can be said for a screwdriver. Screwdrivers come in many sizes, and the blades are shaped and designed for specific types of screws. When used correctly, the screws are easily fastened into place and/or easily removed. This all makes sense when we're talking about saws and screwdrivers. Now let me ask you a much harder question. When is a human being most human? A human being is most human when he or she is being used for the purpose for which the Creator intended. When we fulfill our purpose, we can make a huge difference in the world. We are most human when we are being what we were made to be. When we act in a manner consistent with being children of God and brothers and sisters of Christ, we are being the human being we were made to be. When we fail to act like God intended, we are like a saw or a screwdriver that is being used as a hammer. If someone attempts to cut a steel bar with a saw made for cutting wood, two bad things usually happen. First, the saw will be unable to cut the bar, and second, in the process of trying, the teeth on the saw will likely be ruined. If a screwdriver is used for prying and chiseling, the tip of the screwdriver can easily become bent, twisted, or broken. Eventually, when that screwdriver is needed to loosen a screw, bad things again will happen. The screwdriver probably won't stay in the slot of the screw, and therefore the screw will not come out, and by trying to remove the screw with a damaged screwdriver, the screw itself could get stripped, at which point no screwdriver, even a new one, will be able to remove the screw. Okay, you get the analogy. So what happens then in life when we don't fulfill our purpose for living? Humans were created by God in His image. We were made both body and soul, and God created us to be with Him for eternity. God desires that we worship Him through our faith, hope, and charity. God wants us to love Him with all of our heart, to serve Him with all of our ability, and to one day, when this life is over, be happy with Him in heaven forever. When we fail to fulfill our purpose for life, things don't turn out well. Both the saw and the screwdriver were damaged from misuse. When we fail to do the will of God, and when we seek our own desires, our souls are damaged. When we persist in sin and avoid seeking the forgiveness of our Lord, we risk eternal damnation. In addition to damaging ourselves by failing to follow God's plan, we also fail to serve His kingdom, and therefore we fail others whom God has put in our path. Heartache, pain, anxiety, broken relationships, guilt, sadness, and regret are all some of the many negative effects of not living out the purpose for which God created us. As we continue our journey through Lent, I want to challenge us to do some personal introspection. The following questions might lead us to answers that reveal a need for a change in direction in our life. Question number one, do you make every effort to truly know God? Question two, do you truly love God above everything else in life? Question three, is serving God the most important item on your list of things to do each day? And number four, are you living your life in such a fashion that you know you are destined to be happy with God forever in heaven? To summarize all of these questions, I ask you again, are you fulfilling the purpose for which God made you? If you answered no to any of the four questions above, ask the Holy Spirit to help you make any necessary changes. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I acknowledge that you made me to know you, to love you, and to serve you, and to one day be with you in paradise. Help me to identify and root out anything in my life that distracts me from the purpose for which you created me. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.